İnşallah kaynarsak çorumlu yiyelim yer basını içtiğin yeri gözlerim. Self-realization. Two words, self-realization, actually they don't seem to match. Realization of the self, the statement seems to be contradictory. Self, if it is the self, it is already realized, it's more than realized, it's our own being. Then realization of our own nature, what does it mean? It seems to be absurd. Only absurd. Self-realization, realization of the self. Now if self is to be realized, who will realize it? Anything else could be realized by the self. But how could the self be realized by anybody else? Self is that on the basis of which everything else is realized. As is the sunlight, everything else is seen by virtue of the sunlight. What light that would be necessary to see the sunlight? Sun is self-illuminant. It is by virtue of the light of the sun that everything is seen. If we prepare for another light in order that the sun may be seen, it will be an absurdity. To prepare for realization of the self seems to be an absurdity. The self is already our own nature, we are already that, and what we are, how we realize ourselves. Everything else we realized, how can that be realized which is responsible for realizing everything else? The word itself is just a mirage. Seems to be just an absurdity. It's the natural state of being, it's the natural state of our life, it's the natural state of our own life. Then, how can the question arise to realize it? And who else will realize it? The specks are there on the eyes, and through the specks the vision goes. Now through the specks we begin to search, where are the specks, where are the specks, where are the specks. If the specks are not there, then we cannot see and we cannot search. So, when the search for the specks begins, that is the point where we lose the specks. When the search for the specks begins, Everything else we are seeing through these texts, through these texts, through these texts. Through these texts, we begin to search, where are these texts, where are these texts, where are these. Obviously, it's an absurdity. But when, even when, experiencing through these texts, when the sense of specs is gone, then the search for specs begins. Actually, the specs are there, but just the sense of which is gone. The self is there, but the sense of it is, seems to be missing, although it cannot be missed, because by virtue of the self, everything is being experienced. It is by virtue of the self, it is the self that is experiencing everything, and then how can we and who is there except the self who wants to realize the self? And who is there except the self who can find the self and realize it? Self is the experiencer of everything else. Only it has lost its own sense and has begun to sense everything else. The specs begin to see everything else, and the sense of specs is lost. Although nothing could be seen without these texts. Nothing could be seen without these texts. It's difficult to find that through which everything else is found. Because the very fact that everything else is seen establishes that this specs are there. By virtue of this text, everything is being seen. Therefore, when everything is being seen, the search for this text cannot arise, because it is through this text that everything is seen. Just similarly, the self is there, and the fact that other things are being realized, other things are being experienced, this very fact establishes that the self is there. Now only the sense of the self seems to have been lost, and the sense of the self is lost in realizing the sense of others. That's all. The sense of specs is lost only when the sense of the flower is gained, the sense of the cloth is gained. Just the diversion of attention. Otherwise, the thing is there. The self is there in all its essence, in all its glory, in all its essential nature. The self is there. It is there because everything else is being viewed, everything else is being realized. Had it not been there, nothing would have been there. Only the sense of its being, the sense of its being is missed. That's why the question arises to realize it. The sense of the specs is lost, and then you begin to search the specs, although the search of the specs is also through the specs, yet the search begins. Leave open the door. The search begins, but the search is only to to gain the sense of the self which is already there. Now, how we have lost the sense of the self? The self obviously is the subtlest aspect of our being, because it has to work through the whole machinery. The gross body, the senses, the mind, the intellect, the ego, all the subtle aspects of the body, and beyond that is the seat of the self, because that projects the subtle body and the gross body to function outside. So it is the subtlest aspect of our being. Now the subtlest aspect of our being is there. It is the source of life for everything. It is the source of life for the ego, for the intellect, for the mind, for the senses, for the breath principle, prana, for body, for the whole experience of the godly world. The source is there. By the light of that, everything is seen, everything is viewed, everything comes to action, everything comes to life. Ego experiences, intellect decides, mind thinks, senses experience, body functions. But by the life of that, what is necessary to realize it? The sense of it has been lost. These steps through that, this is seen, this is seen, this is seen. All things are seen in view. What is necessary to realize these specks when the sense of specks has been lost? We stop seeing other things. We stop seeing other things and draw the vision to the source, and then the specks will be visualized. Draw the vision to the source of vision, from where the vision comes, and then the specks will be found. Stop experiencing outside and the nature of the self will be experienced. That's all. As long as the phase of experience is everywhere outside, the essential nature of the self is missed. Just the sense of it is missed because mind has the capacity of experiencing one thing at a time. That is the experiencing capacity of man. One thing at a time, one thing at a time, one thing at a time. So one thing at a time experience, and if the thing outside is experienced, then the source of experience is lost, sight of, is lost sense of. Just we stop experiencing outside, and you are that. Now, outside experience, the whole field of outside experience is the field of creation. Creation is, subtlest creation is ego, intellect, mind, senses, body, world. Coming out, we come to the gross creation. So we have to stop visualizing, we have to stop experiencing the grass and retreat, go back to the field of the mind, the field of the intellect, the field of the ego, and go back, transcend the ego, get on to the real self. So self-realization is possible only when we withdraw the field of experience. We withdraw from the gross field to the subtle field of creation, to the subtlest field of creation. That is, from the objective creation we withdraw to the subjective creation and to come to the subtlest aspect of the subjective creation and come on to the self. Objective creation is this body and this world outside. Subjective creation is that which is subject, which experiences. What experience? The mind, and the senses. Senses, mind, intellect, ego. This is the field of the subjective creation, the field of the subtle body. From the objective creation we withdraw and gradually withdraw through the subtle creation, coming on to the subtlest creation in the field of subjective existence, coming on to the ego. Ego, pure ego. Being, transcending the ego to the state of pure being, cosmic being. That is the nature of the self, the transcendental reality, the truth of everything. This is the field of the absolute. All this is the field of relativity. The whole world and the whole subject, all relative, relative, relative, relative. Withdrawal from all fields of relativity, we come to the field of the absolute. Absolute is the self. That which knows no change in its characteristic. Its characteristics are, it has only one characteristic. One characteristic of being. Being. Isness. State of am. Its essential nature is absolute. Absolute? Everything drawn to absolute. Happiness, absolute. Peace, absolute. Harmony, absolute. Consciousness, absolute. Absolute bliss consciousness, which knows no change in its nature. It's ever the same, never changing, universal reality. That is the self. Its realization amounts to withdrawal from the outside gross experience, withdrawal from the inside subtle experience, withdrawal from the whole field of experience, objective and subjective, and the self is realized. The state of self-realization is the state of complete withdrawal from outside world. Complete withdrawal from the inward world. Withdrawal to the field of the absolute. Pure state of being. Self is realized. Although, in reality, the realization of the self is a vague expression. In reality, self-realization is a vague expression. But when we do not experience anything of the outside, we are rested in our own self. When we don't go out of the house, then we are in the house. When there is nothing to experience, then the self remains. The state of being is already there. Nobody else can realize it. So much so. The mind cannot realize it. Beyond knowing, the mind having reached it, ceases to be the individual mind. Nothing else can realize it. The self reveals to self the state of its own being. Beyond realization of anything, nothing else can realize it, because everything else that exists is a thing of the relativity, is a created, manifested thing. That is a thing of the unmanifest order. Nothing else can realize it. It is it by itself. It reveals to itself. And what does revealing mean? It means nothing. Only the functioning mind has to stop functioning, and it is the nature of the self. So, when outside experiences are not there, then this is the state of the self. That's finished. When you begin to experience outside, then you experience outside world. Just a retreat from outside experience establishes the state of being which is already there. Only the experiencing mind begins to be out of that unmanifest state when it allies itself with outer things. Begins to experience this. And then when you are out of the house, then you are not in the house that is all. Experiencing things here and there, and then you are out of that state of absolute being. Apparently the existence seems to be out of that, but actually it's not a reality. Nothing can be out of that, because that state is omnipresent. That state is omnipresent. It is the reality of everything. Even when the flower is experienced as a flower, the flower is nothing but a manifestation of that unmanifest which is pervading it. So even when we are experiencing a flower, we are not out of the grip of the state of being. Only we are experiencing that state of being in a different manifested form. That's okay. When we are seeing an ice ball, we are not out of the realms of water. Only a different manifestation of water is seen. We are not out of water. Even when we are experiencing outside objective world, even when we are experiencing the modes of mind and the modes of intellect and experiencing ego, even then we are not out of the realms of the self. Because the self is pervading the ego, pervading the intellect, pervading the mind, pervading the senses, pervading the body, pervading the whole objectivity. All this is nothing but different manifestations of the same. So, the self is experiencing itself in different degrees of manifestations. Nothing is out of the realm of the self. Self is never missed. Self is never lost. All states, all experiences, all objectivity, all subjectivity is nothing but the self. In this manner or in this manner. Whether the cloth is yellow or black or this or this or this. It's all cotton. Not out of the realm of cotton. Cotton is not lost when we are experiencing the cloth. We are experiencing cotton in a different phase. All experiences in the world are the experiences of the self. Only they are the different phases of the self. We experience ice, vapor, cloud, bubble, drops, ocean. Everything is nothing but water in different degrees of manifestation. Water we are experiencing, water we are behaving, water we are perceiving, but in different forms, different names, different qualities. The self-transcendent bliss, absolute bliss consciousness is being experienced, is being lived, is being behaved in different phases of its manifestations. Even when we are outright in the world, we are in this realm of bliss, but unmanifested bliss. Only the unmanifested bliss is not directly experienced. Manifested bliss is experienced. When we see the flower, this is all this. Manifested bliss is being experienced. Unmanifested bliss, not being experienced. And when we lose sight of the unmanifested bliss, then we feel as if the sense of self, that's all. When we fail to appreciate the quality of water, then we say water is mist. Then the sense of water being mist comes in, and the sense of experience of ice and vapor and cloud and this and it becomes obvious. Although all that is nothing but water, only the unmanifested aspect of it, the qualities of water are not being experienced. So we say, oh, water is not being experienced. Self, unmanifested aspect of self is bliss. In life, bliss is not experienced. Happiness seems to be missing. Misery seems to be the experience, pain seems to be experienced, confusion seems to be experienced, clarity, uniformity, harmony seems to be out of sight. So we say, the self is missed, the self is missed. And then the search for the self arises, the need for self-realization arises. And when the need arises, the path is sought. What way, how to realize this self? But all this is nothing but ignorance. The self is there, all behavior, all action, all experience, all everything is nothing but a show of the self. It is of the self. For the self, it is by the self. But in its essential nature, the self is just a unity, transcendent, devoid of multiplicity, beyond the realm of relativity. It is the life of activity. It is the life of silence. Silence is one aspect of it, activity is another aspect of it. It is equally well present in activity and in silence. It is a silent witness to activity and silence. It is beyond activity and beyond silence, because activity and silence both are in the field of relativity. It is the transcendental reality. What is the whole world is just the play of the self. Just the play of the self. The player is the self, the player is the self, the onlooker is the self, all the self. The one appearing as the play, the player, the enjoyer, the onlooker, the appreciator. Only the unmanifested aspect of it, which is the farthest end of all this obvious universe, that is there, what is needed only to stop the activity outside and get on from the silence also. Stopping the activity of the outside, you come to deep sleep. Negation of activity. Negation of experience. But no, it's not self-realization. That again is another aspect. As the activity was one aspect, so is inactivity another aspect of it. You have to come out of the field of activity and not be overtaken by the field of inactivity. And then you are a silent witness to the whole activity and inactivity. And that is the state of the self. That is self-realization. That is called self-realization. Although this word self-realization is just that, having the specks on the flower, on the eyes, and you begin to see the specks, where are the specks and where are the specks. Somebody says, here are the specks, and you say, oh, specks gain, then specks realized. It's a self-contradictory term. The specks are already there, they are already realized, and yet you feel, the sense of realization comes, oh, the self is realized. It's an ignorant term. Self-realization itself is a delusive term, a term which puts the mind in delusion. Not clarity, just a deluded self. Self-realization, what does it mean? It only amounts to that. Oh, these specks on the eyes, oh, gain, let's say, I found these specks. Look here to the man who says he found these specks on the eyes. It's only an astonishing expression. Astonishing expression, a foolish expression. Eyes on the specks found, and they were already there, only the ignorance of their absence is removed. Specks are not found. They were found even before they were there, only the sense of it was found. Specks were not found. Sense, a misguided sense. A sense which was missing, and the sense gain. Sense of self is gain, and what gain? Self is realized. For realization of the self, for direct experience, even the word experience doesn't seem to fit very nicely. Who experiences and what experience? So even that word is wrong. For that state of being, what is necessary? You stop experiencing outside and then you are that. Stop experiences of the outside world, outside or inside any. Stop experiencing. Stop experiencing. Stop experiencing the negation of not experiencing also. Stop experiencing and stop not experiencing. The state of being is there. Stop experiencing and then you come to a state of no experience. But no, that won't do. That will be negation of experience. State of inertia, stagnancy of the mind. That will be self-realization. So stop experiencing and stop not experiencing. And then you, in the middle of the two, yes and no, the state of being is there. That is that neutral point which holds on one side negativity and one on the other positivity. All field of experience this side. And all field of no experience this side. The state of being which holds all experience, which holds all no experience. The neutral point is the state of being. Just the state of being. How you come to that? Experience of the gross outside world. Withdraw from experiencing. Withdraw from the experiencing. But be awake. Don't go to stagnancy. Don't allow the mind to shift to a field of no experience, but withdraw from the experience. The way to it will be, begin experiencing subtler. Withdraw from the gross. Come to the subtler. Come to the next subtler. Now here, come to the next subtler. Coming to the final and final phases of objectivity. Thereby, you are withdrawing from the experiencing, but keeping awake. You are withdrawn from this gross, but not gone to this state of vacancy. Because you are engaged in experiencing the subtler. Well, this is the technique. Technique of withdrawing from the field of experience, yet not allowing the mind to go to stagnancy. Engage it in experiencing the subtler. Experiencing the subtler, withdrawing from the field, yet not allowing the mind to go to the state of stagnancy. Experience the subtler. Subtle. Subtle. Eventually you have to come to a state of subtlest field of objectivity. Eventually you have to come to a state of subtlest field of objectivity where the mind will be experiencing something subtlest, experience subtlest objectivity. Now, when you have to withdraw from the subtlest objectivity. Beyond the subtlest objectivity is the field of the subjectivity. Now come on to the experiencer. Experiencer. What is the experiencer? Now, who was experiencing all these stages? The subtle body. The subtle body was composed of 1, 2, 3, 4 things. The senses, mind, intellect, ego. All this subtle body was experiencing this phase, that was experiencing this phase and this phase and this phase. It means the objectivity was there and the subjectivity was there. A state of experience, experiencing, experiencing. Coming on to this field, now the subtlest objectivity is here and the full subjectivity is here. Senses are awake, mind is awake, intellect is awake, ego is awake, all are awake, and in their full wakeful state, they are experiencing the subtlest field of objectivity. Now, again the subtlest field of objectivity. There is no any subtlest phase of objectivity, therefore. Here stands the experiencer. And the whole field of objectivity has come to this state. The experiencer is here. Now, if it has to withdraw from this experience, because our purpose is to withdraw from experience, yet not come to a state of stagnancy. Now, if we withdraw from this experience, obviously, eventually, the state of stagnancy seems to be arising. But we don't want a state of stagnancy. What will be the process? Eventually the process will be to withdraw. Now, these are the four things. Now the process will be withdraw from the gross aspect of this subjectivity. Come on to the subtle aspect of subjectivity. Withdraw from this second phase, second subtler phase of subjectivity, and come on to the subtler phase of subjectivity. Come on to the subtler phase of subjectivity. When the process is to withdraw from experience, yet not allow the experiencer to become stagnant, then we withdraw from the gross to the subtle, and coming on to the subtlest, then the experiencer alone remains. Then we have to withdraw the experiencer, mind, ego, intellect. The experiencer has to withdraw from its own grosser aspects, coming on to its own subtlest aspects, and then the gross aspect of it is the mind. Come on, withdraw from the mind, come on to the intellect, withdraw from the intellect, come on to the ego. Come on to the ego. Ego remains. The ego, the experiencer, subtlest aspect of the experiencer remains. Now, subtlest aspect of the experiencer, ego, is there. It has its identity. It holds its identity, the individuality. Now the purpose is to come out from all fields of experience. Here is the field of experience itself, where the ego is, the individuality is. This is the subtlest aspect of the experiencer. We don't want even that individuality. Because any individual identity is subjected by time and space. It's nothing universal. Any everything that is subjected by time and space is of a relative order. It's not a thing of the absolute. Because absolute has to be beyond the identity, beyond the limit of time and space. So the individuality is there, withdraw it from there, and the cosmic reality is reached. Is reached, this is the state of being. Only withdraw the attention from all the gross, but do not allow the stagnancy to prevail. Come on to the subtlest phase of your existence, subtlest phase of existence of the inner subtle body is the ego. Coming on to the ego, transcend the ego, that is the universal reality. This is the field of the absolute, completely beyond all field of relativity. And then it is the state of being. The state of being, existence is here. The pure field of existence, completely out of the field of experience. All this is the field of experience. All this is the field of realization. You realize this, you realize this, you realize this. Completely transcending the whole field of realization is the state of being. The state of the self, and it is termed as self-realization, but it is pure state of the self. Now this self reveals itself to self. The self reveals itself to itself. All experiencing capacity, all experiencing faculties start from this point onwards. From the point of the selfless ego starts the field of experience. First we come to the field of the experiencer, different phases of the experiencer. Subtlest phase of the experiencer is the ego, grosser than the ego is the intellect, grosser than the